really, probably for like 10 months, you know? And I see that. Like when I see new people, I'm like, oh, will it ever get better? And honestly, my hope for you is that it doesn't for a long time. Because then you'll just stay here trying to stay in the middle, to do a new thing, to try a new process, to train your feet in something that'll ultimately change your life, right? And in that journey of having those experiences, and then, you know, my sponsor was like, just go inside, do your job, talk to them, let them know that you're all right, you know, like whatever, like, because that's my thing, like you're in there trying to, I mean, I was nuts. And, but I just screwed my head on straight, just to come to the meeting tonight, you know, shake some hands, try to get out of yourself, and you're gonna be all right. And little by slow I was, and my life started to change. And you know what, I don't know what happened, because I got a GED when I was locked up. I haven't finished a grade in school since after eighth, and somewhere in the, I had this idea that I was gonna start a business. And then I started a business, and I've been successful in business, you know, for the last 13 years. And it's been a journey. But what ultimately ended up happening is I think my life kind of came in, and Ralph W. says it, right? I let the life that AA gave me get in the way of my AA life. And Mike's purpose came from trying to help drunks and ultimately seek God in doing so, to how can I acquire money, property, and prestige? How can I get to wherever it is that I need to be? And it shifted, right? And it's like I forget that the reality of my alcoholism is that I have a soul sickness and my problem is internal. But my head is really good at convincing me that it's like it's a woman problem and I need one. Or it's a money problem and I need more. And I need another watch and I need another car and I should buy some property and I really need to grow this company so I can get it pretty big so I can be the man and I can have my legacy and I just became that guy. And I didn't even know that it was happening to me. Cause it's like in the midst of that, I'm still going to a lot of AA. Right, I'm on the board of directors of the second biggest convention in the country, and I'm in the jails twice a week. I'm in the detox once a week. I've got a laundry list of spots, and my AA resume looks good, but my actions in my life don't. Right, and it became very clear to me that being sober, or more importantly, being in recovery, is a lot more about how I live my life than about the stuff that I do, in or out of AA. Right? More importantly, out of AA. Because it's easy to come here on a Saturday night and put on the face and shake the hands and then go home and get into an argument with my girlfriend or wife or whatever it was, you know, whatever it is at the time, because I'm a big shot and you should know that I'm home now, you know, or whatever it is. But that started to happen, and at 7.5 years sober, my life completely blew up. I was getting divorced. My wife was pregnant with our second kid. I had a business deal go south where I lost, you know, pretty close to $750,000. My entire world just got shook and flipped upside down. And I sat there once again, just like the kid that walked in, completely blocked. I remember I'm sending my sponsor nightly reviews for like 6 months, pissed, showing up and taking the actions because y'all trained my feet. Right? So I just know you go to the meeting to do the thing, but like I'm in the meeting and I'm not in the meeting, you know? I'm in the meeting, but I'm burying this kid in the thousandth hole because I've plotted a new way on how I'm gonna get my whatever back, right? And it's like I'm lost. And I'm once brought back to the fact that resentment's the number one offender and it destroys more alcoholics than anything else. Because what I've realized here in Alcoholics Anonymous and what I've realized about my alcoholism is that, yes, my ego will separate me from you, which is what it needs, right? Because I don't get direct contact to God. The best way I reach God is through you. When we're sitting kneecap to kneecap, or we're at dinner, or we're having conversations, that's my lifeline in. But the problem is if I hate you, I don't like you, your politics are different than mine, you're different than mine, you look different than I do, whatever it is that I start to separate myself with, guy said to me before I ever got me coming in and out of AA, guy looked at me a long time ago, he said, Mike, you can put anything in between you and God. The problem is there's something between you and God. And I'm up, right? It's like that in We Agnostics, it says, we miss the reality and the beauty of the forest because we're diverted by the ugliness of some of its trees. And I'm an ugly tree seeker. Everywhere that I go, every room that I walk in, I'm looking for why I don't fit, why I'm better than you, why I'm worse than you, why I need to get out of here, why this isn't going to work. And I know that it's just my alcoholism separating me from you, so ultimately it can isolate me and get me to wherever it needs to be. When I was 7.5 years sober, life blowing up,